Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today.
Welcome to the program today. We have had an amazing week. The changes happening and the events of the days have become energy-packed. The things just going on around and throughout are just amazing, just incredible to even begin to try to grasp and understand. Before I begin the program today, I'd like to share with you some of the products we have available. These items may be viewed and purchased on my website, and that's www.whitewolfapril.com. Then if you click on products, you can go in and see some of the things we have. And we've added some new things like a hypnotherapy CD on stop smoking. I've added to the Medicine Wheel Vision Quest. I have a book out that's called Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance Vision Quest. And we've offered some new items that go along and correspond kind of with that book. And that's a portable medicine wheel that's made up of 39 stones gathered here in Alaska. So they carry that wonderful energy of the Alaskan environment and the ocean. And they're really fun to play with. We've also added a new set of ruins. We've created a medicine wheel set of ruins that are really fun to play with and to get some information and maybe pull a ruin a day and see what the message is for the day, that type of thing. We have those on the website, and we're offering those now, so I'm excited to share them with you. You can email me at april@whitewolfapril.com if you have any questions, or if any of the items on the site, you know, you want to find out a little bit more about them, I'll be happy to visit with you about that either through email or through the phone. If you have trouble getting through and you have a brief question, please feel free to send me an email and I'll be happy to answer you. I also do readings and healing sessions over the phone. I can do that as well. Sending me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com is a good way to start that connection, or giving me a phone call at 907-357-7377. Over the years, I've had the privilege of offering help when someone is missing. This is done through connecting with that missing person, bringing in the information to help maybe locate them, help maybe find where their bodies may have been placed, that type of thing. I've also been used and been privileged to help with solving crimes and solving when somebody has been murdered or a criminal situation has come up. And for some reason, there's been a message that's been really working with me the past few days, and I don't know who the family is that this is for, but I want to share some of the details and some of the information that has come through with the listeners. And if there's a connection to this, I really want to encourage you to give me a call, and I'll be happy to work on it a little bit more in detail with you. The messages, when they come across, oftentimes come in with guidance and wisdom and healing, etc., and bringing in messages of hope and love and encouragement. This message, when they come in this way, the guides and the masters that I work with and the guides and masters that the others are involved with oftentimes communicate together and then will show me things and will take me to places and will help me be able to connect with this type of thing. I've had such a situation with a young man who had gotten lost out in the wilderness and was unable to find his way home, but through help with the guides, they were able to show us how and where to send the rescue searchers to go and locate him and bring him in safely. There was a couple gentlemen on snow machines recently that we did this work with, and we were able to get them home as, you know, a little bit scathed with a little bit of frostbite and stuff, but at least we were able to bring them home. But this message that I had, it first appeared to me in a dream, and as I started meditating for the program, this dream started really becoming a remembrance. I wasn't just getting, oh, I had a dream about, but the message started presenting it to me, so I wanted to share it with the listeners because I feel like there's someone out there that needs to hear this, that needs to be able to connect with family, and or a family member may be listening, that you have a young woman who has been missing now for about a week. She appears to be between the ages of 18 to 24. She appears young. Her facial features appear on the younger side. Her hair is mid-back, kind of like about 2 inches below the shoulder line, and it's brown with highlights in it. I don't want to say just the blondish highlights, but a little bit of the reddish color in the highlights as well. She disappeared on her way home from work. The last time anybody had seen her was when she left work, that were friends, that type of thing. Her family has been looking for her. They've been searching and seeking and asking questions, and they know that something has not come up. She just doesn't disappear. She's not the kind of young person who would just take off for a week and, you know, just to get away. There would be a communication with this child. There would be something that she would do that they would know. There would have been a way she would have left the message. The family is looking for her, and they've put out posters. I'm seeing posters with her picture on it. They have contacted missing persons, this type of thing. And the information that I'm seeing is that she is inside of a cabin. The inside of the cabin is not lit really well, so I'm not able to make out a whole lot of details. It's not a rustic cabin, but it's also not a modern cabin. It doesn't have some of the more modern furnishings in it. It's got like a wooden chair and a wooden table, and I'm seeing like a cot for a bed, that type of surrounding her. The floor is wooden. She was on her way home. She had stopped at a local mall in the area. The local mall in this area has a Sears, and the Sears, I'm seeing two doors that go into the Sears. of this mall. One goes in through the outside entrances, that is. The one door I'm seeing, you go in, you would see the tool department and the appliance department. Another door I'm seeing, you would tend to go into where the clothing is, which is unusual that she parked where she did, because she appears that she was going in to purchase one item. It's like she needed something to complete an outfit or something along that line, so she would have went in the clothing door. But for some reason on this day, she parked over by that tool and appliance doorway. Her car was not discovered in the parking lot because she's actually driven it away from there. That's why the family has not been able to locate her through her vehicle. She stopped and she parked outside that tool and appliance store. Even though she went into the clothing department, I believe if the day that you realized that she was missing, if you went back to around 5:35 p.m. that you would be able to find her credit card had been used to make a purchase in the women's department at the Sears, at the local Sears. So you may want to see if your bank or her bank will release that information to you to verify that she had actually been there, and they could let you know a little bit more about her at that particular time. Like I said, I believe she went in to pick up one particular item. As she was leaving the store, she met a gentleman who she knows. This is not a stranger to her. This is not a gentleman that just kind of came up to her and held a gun to her head and said, let's go. No, this is a gentleman that she knew. And they spoke outside of the store for a little while. I don't know how the connection to this is. She actually works in a place where she has met this gentleman. I don't know if they have worked in the same place or if it is through work, but I'm seeing a work type of situation where she has communicated with this and connected with this man. Feels as if he has asked her out and that she has told him no thank you a couple of times. He stands about 5'7 to 5'8. I see him as he stands by one of those markers, the height markers, on the door to like a convenience store so that you can see their heights. He falls kind of between the 5'7", 5'8", marking on that. He has brown, dark brown hair, no facial hair. His hair is well kept. He dresses well. This is for work. He's not a slob. He's not, he dresses well. He takes well grooming. That's what I want. He's groomed very well. And he has not been to work for about the past 5 days. So if you have an employee who has been missing for about 5 days, that's why. He's kind of being preoccupied. I'm also hearing the name Steve, and I can't say that this name is his name, but it feels like it's part of a name, like Stevenson, or and maybe a name with the city name with Steve in it, or a building name or a business name, but I'm hearing the definite Steve connection. Don't know what that's about, but I'm going to give that information out to whoever's listening. I'm just not getting a really strong hit to say, yes, that's his name. There's more to it. There's this name Steve connects through some other items as well. What happened is they actually walked from the mall area out to her car, and he asked her for a ride home. Being that she knew him, she felt fine taking him home. From there, I lose track of where they have gone. The vision that they give me, the scene that they give me, then takes me to this cabin. It's in a remote area, and I'm seeing very tall pine trees. They're about 150 to 160 miles away from this mall. They have gone kind of off of the beaten track into this remote area. This gentleman owns this cabin, and it's something that it's, you know, well kept and that type of thing, and he uses it for occasional get out of town type of situations. The young woman is fine. They have he's actually parked her car behind this cabin out of sight, and it appears to look like there's like a green tarp or something over it that makes it look green. I don't know if her car is actually green, but I'm just seeing the outline of a vehicle and green, and it could be a green tarp that's actually over this. He has parked in the front of 4x4 vehicle, which looks similar to like a CJ Jeep type shaped vehicle. I don't want to say like it's not like a Ford or it's not like a Toyota. It just has that Jeep look to it when I look at it. She is being held there against her will. She didn't go willingly. He actually kind of told her that she had to take him there. But she is very well protected and cared for. He's making sure she's eating. He's making sure that her personal needs are being taken care of. There's not an ill intent in this other than for whatever reason he needed to take her. And as long as she remains positive through this situation, it's going to remain that in that same manner. And she's aware of that, and she's dealing with this man and visiting with this man because they talk a lot and they're communicating back and forth a lot. She knows what she's doing. She seems like she's very confident in this knowledge of how to handle herself in this. I'm hearing to reassure the family that she is fine. I do see her returning to you safe and sound. I would like to say by the middle of next week, the gentleman is actually going to be stopped at a routine traffic stop. And he has something and the officer who stops him from the local sheriff's department from that area, when they stop him, they're going to notice a piece of evidence that has been provided to him by a friend or possibly a sister of this young woman. There's just something there that they're going to pick up. Maybe like a fragrance, like smelling her perfume on him or something along that line. Being information given to the police, if you have information and you have this person that you're dealing with, please share that type of information. Oh, I know she did this or that. That there's going to be something that's going to pick up through this routine stop. If this possibly has resonated with anybody listening to the program today, you know, whether you're just a friend, whether you're a neighbor that knows of the situation happening, please feel free to contact me, because they don't just give me these bits of information just to share. There is a purpose. There is guidance to it. So please contact me either through the emails or via phone, because it's really important that we can help maybe bring this information into the family a little bit quicker to let them know that she's okay and not to give up, that everything is going to work out and that they will be seeing her again very soon. I've been also hearing another message that's been coming in pretty much all morning. I keep hearing like a phone ringing off in the distance, and I keep hearing to share the message with the listeners to answer the phone. I keep hearing, answer the phone, answer the phone. It feels as if someone's been getting unusual phone calls, so you've begun to screen your calls. You've begun to be selective on the phone calls that you're taking. The guides and masters are wanting you to answer the phone. I can't tell you what it is. It may be a number that looks like it's out of place or not one that you would necessarily want to talk about, but that there is an important message that needs to be given to you, so please answer the phone. If you're screening your phone calls, they're saying answer your phone, you know, listen to it and get the feeling and know within yourself. Don't try to skate things around things and skirt around things, but answer that phone, answer that. There's an important message they're trying to get across to you. Harriet, they want you to know that if you approach the lender, that your lender what it feels like, Harriet, is that you're in the process of potentially going into foreclosure with your property, and they're wanting me to share with you that if you speak to the lender, that they are going to be willing to work with you on this property, that they don't want your house. They want you to be able to remain in the house, and you need to speak to the right person. You haven't gotten to the correct person to visit with. You haven't gotten to the right person to speak with. What they're showing me is that you have your home financed through a company, and that you're not really aware of the fact that there is a gentleman who is actually the lender, that the people you are paying. I don't know how all this works, so it's a little confusing for me to decipher it in my mind, but it's kind of like you have an escrow company that you're paying your mortgage payment to, and that there's a lender who's a second-party lender who receives those payments from this account that you pay to these people, and that you've been speaking to the, I'm going to call it an escrow company because that's how I'm hearing it. You've been speaking to the people at the escrow company, and they don't have any control of this. They don't have any ability to tell you, yes, we can modify your loan, or yes, we can adjust your interest, or yes, we know that you can make a payment of $800 versus $1,200 and work with you. You need to speak to a gentleman. There is a gentleman who is actually that second part, that first party lender that the second party escrow company is working through. So you need to contact that escrow company and ask them for the name of that lender, because you need to speak to a gentleman there. There is a gentleman that will work with you, and he will help you. The other part place can't, but this gentleman can, because he's in control of the money. I'm seeing, feeling, and sensing that he is the one who controls the dollar bills. He's the one that, with his company, that he's in a position to help people, and that he's there, that people are just not finding him. And he's like in a vice, like maybe a vice president position or a vice president of loans or something like that. But I'm hearing the word like vice, that he's there to help you, and that you need to work with him. And you need, if you're honest, you need to be right out front, right up front, totally and completely honest with him and say, hey, I'm up against the situation. Can we reevaluate my interest? Can we reevaluate my payments? You know, I'm running, I'm trying, can we slide what I'm behind onto the back end of my note? Those type of things. Go in and ask for that type of assistance with him. Because as right now, they just assume that you've given up, you've thrown your hands in the air because you haven't contacted them. And they want you to know that they do want to help you. They don't want your property. They're willing to work with you, and you need to be honest. You need to get in contact with them. Don't give up. When you got that property and when you picked up this piece of property, you knew that you received it by divine intervention, and that's one of the reasons why you feel very confused and very confounded by all of this. You just need to connect and contact with that right person to give you the right end results that you're looking for. They know this. They know what's going on, and they want to work with you on this. You just need to make the contact. I could hear somebody as we were talking about this kind of laughing about it and kind of being sarcastic a little bit with this, as though, yeah, something like that's going to work. It is. It is definitely going to work for you. Going in and making that contact is definitely going to help. Making that communication is definitely going to help. There are a few others out there who are facing kind of a similar challenge, that when you make your payment, you don't realize that you're actually only making your payment into an escrow account. So when you've tried to speak to these people, they have basically said, well, there's nothing we can do. You know, you're going to have to pay it or lose your home. And it's because they are only in the position of being the collecting parties or principal or connections for you. And if you don't pay, they don't make their money, so they're not wanting to necessarily work, because they're not the ones in control of the big dollars. They're not the ones that are doing the notes. And you need to go to these places, and you need to ask them for the person who is actually holding on to the paper payment end of that. Who is the one that's got the actual money connection to that? I don't understand how it all works, but I'm just telling you, it's like looking at an escrow company and then asking them for the lending company's phone numbers. When you do that, none of these places want your homes. They want you to be in your homes. They're willing to work with you. You just have to contact them, is what I'm hearing. There's a few people that are faced with this. They really want you to work with them. They want to work with you. They can't help you if you're not taking the steps to help yourself, is what I'm hearing from the guides, what I'm hearing from the guides. They're saying that they want to help you, but you need to make some steps too. You need to put some action to what it is you're believing for and what you're looking for. That finding the answers through going and talking to the person who holds the dollar bills has been reiterated a number of times. Also look into the different programs that are out there in your local areas. There's some different areas that some programs are being initiated that you're not aware of helping homeowners that are facing these kind of challenges on their properties. They're saying don't allow yourself to enter into despair. For when you go into despair, you're allowing fear and anger to come in, and that this negative flow is actually going to stop that flow of abundance coming in. It's going to stop being able to make the correct connections for the resources that you need to make that are going to be able to help you do some changing and modifying. That's the word I want. Some modifications to financial situations that you're facing right now. The abundance, when it is flowing, sometimes we forget that it is there and that all we have to do is grab a hold of it, because when the abundance is flowing, it's a blessing that we have that we can receive and that we can work with and open up with. You know, if we have thoughts of like, yeah, right, that's something that can happen, or it's for everybody else, it's not for me, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve it, you know, the energy of manifestation and of abundance is going to be more than happy to accommodate your wishes and accommodate your thoughts and how you're feeling about this. And they're going to open that up and they're going to pour that out for you. Change the wording. Change the thought process. I am worthy of this. I do deserve to be able to work through these situations. Yes, I might be in a situation right now that has created a little bit of a negative vibration, but yes, I can and I do and I will. And we can work through that, and we can have that ability to manifest our way through that. And remember, when we're doing that type of work, to be open to receiving it as well. Many times we ask for something and then we forget we have to receive it. If you're going to go to the restaurant and sit down and have dinner and you've asked the waitress to bring you dinner, don't you sit there waiting for her to bring that plate of food to you? It's that same principle. When we ask, we know that it's there for us. All we have to do is receive it. Allow it to be placed on the table in front of us. Allow it to become something that is there for us. And allow it to be something that is a blessing to our lives. I always say when I'm doing this type of work that sometimes I get in my own way and I will ask something maybe a little bit amiss, or I'll forget a detail or this, that, and the other thing. So I always throw in there that little phrase that for my highest good, I know that it's all under control and I know that Divine Source is taking care of me. And I always use that for the highest good, for the highest good. And then allowing myself to receive it and to accept it and to move forward with that and be positive in that and be a blessing to others in the same token through our words of encouragement. For when we sit back and we can see these blessings happen, it's encouraging to other people. For example, for the years that my husband, when he was alive, we would always buy a raffle ticket for a Harley Davidson, because he and I actually loved to ride motorcycles together, and we would go out on the road and have a great time, and we would always go to, like, the little town would sponsor the Lions Club might sponsor a raffle, or another place might be sponsoring a raffle, and we'd always buy a ticket, and we'd always joke and say, someday we're going to have a Harley, someday we're going to have a Harley, someday we're going to have a Harley. Well, when I decided to let go of the someday, and I said, oh, I have a Harley, and people would look at me and I'd say, yeah, I have a Harley. It's being provided to me by Source and I'm just waiting for it to arrive in my driveway. And a year ago, I had been going to the market, and as I went into the door, these gentlemen were outside selling raffle tickets. And like I said, I always believe in supporting a good cause, a good reason, and a good foundation. And this particular foundation was selling Harley tickets. And I grabbed one. And I didn't when I went in. Let me correct that. I didn't when I originally went in the door. I actually did my shopping. It came out and had forgotten. And I saw the table and I saw the gentleman and I was like, oh, mate, I promised this guy I'd be back to buy a ticket from him. So I ran back in and got some more cash, came out, bought the ticket, sat on the counter by my phone, and I never did a thing with it. I never talked about it, never even mentioned it to anybody else in the family. I just kind of threw the ticket there on the counter. And one day when my son had come back from being on a trip, he noticed the ticket there, and he just kind of grinned and didn't say a word to me, and I didn't even really realize he had seen it until after the fact. So the day that I thought the drawing had been came and went, I took the ticket off the counter, and I said, well, this Harley's manifesting itself, and I tossed the ticket into the trash. That next day, I received a phone call from the organization that was doing this raffle. And they informed me that I, in fact, had won this Harley, this Road King, and I was just thrilled beyond words. And I sent a note out to everybody that I know in a good friend kind of personal manner, or those who know that are working on the manifestation principle, that once we allow ourselves to start receiving, that we can do that. It can be a part of ourselves. Put out the details of what you want and allow it to come back to you. Allow it to become a part of you. Sure, we said it in a joking manner, and my husband and I were believing for it years and years and years, but it was when I took the principle of that and I said, yep, I have a Harley. I just know it's going to be driving up in the driveway, and there it is. And sure enough, the day that the Harley drove up and it was in the driveway, and my son and I were standing there looking at the Harley, and we looked at each other, and I just had tears of gratitude that started flowing down my face as I looked at that, and I was like, thank you so much, because you showed me how to open up and receive by listening to my guides, listening to those who teach on the principles of manifesting and receiving and having that which we deserve and that which is a part of our lives. Let me share that story for that reason, is that everybody and anybody actually can and does deserve that right. And when we allow the voices and the visits from the other side to come in, remember, like I said at the beginning, that they bring in guidance and they bring in wisdom and healing, etc., but they can also bring us hope and love and encouragement, as well as hearing a message from somebody who may have passed, who may have gone to the other side. Let the guides, let the angels, let the masters, let those that are there to help us be of help to you, be a help to you, keeping your homes, keeping your power turned on. Go to your power companies, talk to them, make payment arrangements, work out what you can. Don't give up. Don't turn into despair, but begin to manifest. Begin to draw that in. Right now we're at a high period of manifestation, and I have a gentleman that he provides me with astrology readings that go into my newsletter that can also be gotten off of our website, howlingdownthemoon.net. And every month we put this out, and every month he provides me with this information. And he just recently put out information on the different eclipses and the different things energetically. I am not an astrologer by any by any means of the word. And when I read it, I just appreciate that there are others out there that are and who can share that. But if you were to contact him at Govinda, at Astrology with Govinda, that's G-O-V-I-N-D-A. Govinda at astrologywithgovinda.com. He has some really amazing information that he can share with you on how and what you can believe and work with right now in the energies that are going on within the this astrological principles of that as well, and helping us maybe get in line with that. Believe that all things can and will work out for the highest good, and they will. The young man who has been hit and killed by a motor vehicle is coming in. He is showing me that he was doing some lawn work, and while he was doing this lawn work, his back was to the traffic, to the oncoming traffic. I'm seeing another vehicle losing control and actually jumping up onto the curb where he is at and striking him and killing him. He shows me this so that the family would realize that this is him bringing over a message that when he was hit, he's showing me and he's telling me he did not hear the car coming. He did not see the car coming. He felt absolutely nothing. He simply went from being hit. He was in a coma for a short period of time, which allowed the family to come and get a chance to say their goodbyes, for lack of a better way to word this. He said the family that he waited till all of the family members could come. His father had to come from a further distance. He waited till that they all had come, that he kind of hovered around and stayed close by in this coma state, in and out type of thing, before he passed. and he wants his family, he especially wants his brothers to know that he did not feel anything and that he did not suffer in any term, in any sense of the word. It's also showing me that he's been trying to get messages to his family and to his loved ones, but they don't believe that he can do this. They don't believe that when you're on the other side, you can communicate over. They believe that once you pass, you're past, you're dead, you're gone, you're gone. And he's wanting this message to be brought forward to the family members. He wants them to know that there is another side. There is a home to go home to. There is a place of refreshing, renewal, and healing. And he wants me to express this to the listener to the radio program who is aware of this event happening, to go home and share this message. Go to this friend and share this message that you think he had a message, he heard a message that was brought forward from his brother, that even though they don't necessarily want to believe it, and in their, I'm hearing it's like a religious belief, within their religious belief process, this brother has brought in enough information that from somebody that's on a radio that's many miles away, that this is truth, that this is a way for them to understand, and so they can start hearing and can start communicating and receiving messages from this brother, that he does have words of encouragement that he wants to offer the family, wants to offer encouragement to know that there is more to life, that you're just not going through the motions, and you're not just going through everything that you're going through because of the fact that you have this one-time shot to be here and then everything's gone, said and done. He wants them to know that he suffered no pain, he did not see the car coming, and that he had waited for his father to come so that he could have that reassurance that everybody had a chance to say goodbye to him. There was something about an agreement that the family had on those terms that if any one of the family members was passing, that they would all get a chance to say goodbye, and he felt he could honor that by remaining in that comatose state, but that he is home, he's happy, everything is great, and he something about to share with the brothers that he sees their children and he enjoys being and around the children as well. I also have another young man, very similar situation. Family members are not wanting to hear this, so whoever's hearing this and can connect with this, you need to carry this message forward to the family, to encourage the family, to let the family know that he's home, that everything is okay. He actually passed during the Vietnam War, is what he's showing me, and that his death occurred in the barracks, and it was caused by others in his platoon. It feels like it was a racial situation. This young man was biracial. This young man was, his skin was a little bit darker, but I believe that his birth parents are where the difference in his race came in. Because I'm seeing a white father and I'm seeing a lighter colored, a little bit darker colored female, but not overly dark. So it's a racial situation is what he's showing me, that there was the situation and that's how his life ended. During that was during a racial situation. He just kind of keeps showing me that patterning, that situation. And he's wanting his family to know that he is okay, that he has gone home, that there is more to life, similar to our earlier gentleman that came in, that there is more to this, that life does not just end when you pass, and that you are able to communicate and express and feel them and see them and know that they're with you, that they're not coming back, they're not coming in to have another earth experience with you, but that their souls, that their connection to you remains strong, and that they're able to express love and share guidance with you. Those sometimes you can call on a master telling you, an angel telling you, and sometimes it's a loved one who may be telling you something. And he's showing me that he's been trying to do this with his family, he's been trying to get the message, to share the message of love with his family. He's showing me that he has brothers and sisters, that he came from a rather large family. His parents have also passed and have joined him, so it's just the children and their children and their children's children that are left, and that the family has kept going. The nucleus of the family has kept going. He wants them to know that they need to share love, and he is wanting to share love with them. He wants to let them know that the love is so important right now. He wants the friend that's listening to this to recall, you're going to recall that you heard his brother, the next in line, the next brother, talking about how he had lost a brother during the Vietnam War. And he's wanting you to share this message with him, because he's not listening, he won't hear it, he can't accept this. But through you, the words are going to come through true enough and clean enough that it's going to make an impact so that he can hear, and he'll understand that his brother is trying to communicate with him, trying to send love. That's what some of these signs and symbols and situations have actually been, is that message from this brother. When he's showing me that this brother owns a Corvette, an older Corvette, and when it wouldn't start and he didn't know what to do, and all of a sudden he noticed the item that was not working properly, that was actually him showing it to him. There's been a number of those type of little things that he's done and come through with to try to help and express to the family that he is okay, and that, you know, he wants them to work in love. There's something about the family has gotten out of working in love, but has begun to be more angry and more. He's showing me that he wishes he could have been the more in the physical, but that the family's being more angry, being more judgmental and critical, and they're not staying within love, the love that their mother had taught them to have. They're not staying in that flow. They've actually kind of stepped into a very strong negative vibration, and he's really wanting to help switch that. He's wanting to help change that vibration, to bring more of a loving vibration in. Don't hold things over other people. Don't hold guilt and anger there. Apparently, through his death, there was the gentleman that actually committed the crime, that the family has been very angry about it and has walked around very upset about it, and not allowing love to begin a healing process within themselves over his death and over his passing. He's really reiterating this love. There's something about love for this family that needs to just be opened up and being allowed to be a part of them and to be a part of who they really are. Remember, he keeps showing me, remember the heritage. And I see the mother that has passed that's on the other side. As I said, he was showing her to me so I would know that there was a racial situation there, but he's saying, remember the love and the message that Mom taught us on love and forgiveness and the moving forward, because as long as you stay in the anger and the upset and the revengeful feelings that you have, it's going to keep you from moving forward in your own lives. That's the message that he's wanting to share with this family. He's wanting to give to the family members is, allow that forgiveness to come in, allow that love within your own heart to come in, and allow yourselves to move forward with love. I'm actually seeing that he has, he's showing me four brothers, and he's showing me four sisters that are still present, and a lot of nephews and nieces and great nephews and nieces that have come from this family. And he's saying, move confident with love. Move forward with confidence and love and become a stronger nucleus, knowing that there is a hereafter, knowing that there is the ability to communicate and to feel love and to be loved. He's wanting the friend, whoever's listening to this, you know the situation and you know exactly who you are, because he's given you enough details that a conversation that you've had. You may be a spouse of one of these people that's actually hearing this program. Share this message, bring this message forward to the family, because they need to hear it, because they need to be able to begin to heal. They need to be able to move forward. I have another another visitor that's coming in and bringing in, reiterating in some of that manifesting time, drawing in that and using the love. And they're showing me the connection between the love and the manifestation and the healing that we can all undergo within our own lives. They're showing me that we can release things and we can let go of things that aren't serving our higher good. Things that aren't serving our higher purpose, but we can also draw in that which we need to move our lives forward, to move ourselves forward. I'm seeing a woman who's listening to the program who sits in fear quite frequently. You're sitting in a dark home. They're showing me that you keep your drapes drawn, the curtains are closed, your doors are locked. You've got like three locks on one door. You've got like two locks on the other door. And you sit in fear a lot. You sit in fear of what's going on around you because you're in an area that is not feeling safe and comfortable to you. They are wanting you to allow yourself to experience the love and the light and the healing of life. And right now, by staying in this dark little corner, you're keeping yourself from experiencing the reason you're here. You've allowed fear to overtake you, and your angels, I'm seeing them as angels, are standing there, and they're wanting you to feel the light. They're wanting you to open up the windows and allow, yes, use wisdom in protecting yourself, and yes, use wisdom in caring for yourself, but know that the angels are there to help you and to protect you and to be there for you. Your father, who is on the other side, also is bringing over a message. He said, when I died, she moved into this fear. There's something about when he passed, you allowed fear to come in, almost as though your great protector, your knight in shining armor, who is your father and how you loved him and his protection that he brought for you. He's wanting you to let in the sunshine. He's wanting you to let in love and move past the fear. Move past the fear is what I'm hearing. He's also saying, I'm there with you right now. You hear me, you feel me, you can tell when I'm there. I'm here for you. The angels are here for you. Move beyond the fear. Move. Don't be a prisoner in your own home. Don't stay confined within your own space. Don't hold yourself back. He's showing me that you have, it looks like a medallion. It could be, got a medallion with like a ribbon. It could be a war ribbon. It could be a military ribbon that he had, that you have, that you hold on to quite often, that you've actually hold it in your hand when you sit in your chair in the corner, and you just hold on to it in your remembrance of him and your connection with him. And he sees that and he knows that, and he's saying the courage and the strength that it took for him to get that is the courage and the strength that you have. You just need to grab a hold of it and move forward. And the angels are showing me that when you decide to move forward and you go outside and you ask them to be with you and you ask them to guide you and walk with you, that they actually, each one of them actually takes your hand. You don't feel them, you don't see them, you don't sense them because you've shut down to that. You don't allow yourself to sense and feel that. But they're wanting you to know that they are right there walking with you, guiding you, helping you, and protecting you. I also have a mother that I'm seeing who has a child who is, I'm going to use the word autistic, but I'm not sure if that's the correct word. It's the word that it sounds like. And that people are encouraging you to put this child in an institutional situation because they feel that this child could overpower you and could bring you harm because this child has a lot of anger issues going on right now. And the guides and the masters are telling you to follow the love within your heart. The heart of a mother's love is what's going to help bring this child through whatever's going on. I apologize. I'm not, other than that one word that I'm heard, I'm not seeing anything else that I can express to you in terms that are going to help you understand this. They're also telling me that the connection that this child has with their father, apparently you are not together. When the child goes to the father, this environment and the situation is very volatile, that you need to relook at this situation, the visitations, the sharing of time, find a caregiver that can bring in the same kind of love that you can bring in and give this young man what he needs, but follow the love of the mother's heart is what they're saying. They're telling me to share with you is follow the love of the mother's heart, keeping yourself safe, keeping yourself healthy, keeping yourself strong, but also creating the love of the mother that you know it. You feel it within yourself. I'm not telling you anything new. They just want you to be aware. They're wanting you to know that as you are on this path, that you and he had made an agreement prior to coming to this earth that you would have this life together and that you would work together and be there for one another. For whatever the divine purpose in that is, they're saying follow the love of the mother's heart. I'm seeing another situation where there has been an automobile accident and it has happened fairly close to where you reside. And it happened a little while ago. And a couple of times you'll be going down the road and you're going to, as you approach like a stop sign or a street light or something like that, you'll see movement there. You'll see a shadow there. And they're telling me to tell you that as you approach this intersection, to send that energy, love, and light and tell them that they need to go home. Tell them to look to the light. They're not aware of the fact that they have actually been in this accident. I'm seeing a lot of flat land, and it's very dry, and it's very warm in this area where I'm actually seeing this. It's a long, flat, open stretch where this accident had happened with this intersection. And the person, one of the people involved in this accident who passed, is not aware of the fact that they're passing. As a listener to the program, they're wanting me to share with you the tools on being able to help this essence of this person who is caught in this same position. It's like they're recycling through this. They're looping through it because they are not aware of the fact that they have passed. That when you see that, experiencing it, or feeling it as you approach that intersection, say the words in your mind, say your words out loud as you connect with that energy. You have passed, it is time for you to go home. You have passed, it is time for you to go home. You could even use the term simple enough as you are dead, go home. They're wanting you to help bring this message forward. There's someone out there who's listening to the program as this information is coming through. There's someone who's listening to the program who wants to know, how can I help? How can I be there? What can I do? Offering words of encouragement, offering words of healing, offering words of enlightenment. You feel like you have a family member who may be stuck or who hasn't gone home. You feel this family member around you a lot. And you know that it's because they haven't gone home. They haven't gone into that time of recovery. You might feel like you're in almost like in a haunted situation. And that's coming pretty through pretty strongly, word. You feel like you're in a little bit of a haunted situation. Tell these essences, tell these people, you're dead. Go home. You're dead. Go home. I know there's many times when I'll be doing things and I'll have an energy pass by or they'll come into my space and they'll start conversing with me and they'll be very, I can't be dead. How could I be dead? I have one in particular recently who came in and as I was walking across the yard, and I came across, I could feel this energy, and I opened up and allowed the energy to communicate with me, and the man was very angry, and he was very upset, and he's like, why are you hearing me, and nobody else is hearing me? And I let him talk for a little bit longer, and I let him express what he wanted to express, and he was confused, and he was kind of almost caught within a cycle within himself of anger. And as he spoke more, I said to him, wait a minute, I want you to listen to me now. I listen to you and I allow you to express, but I want you to know that you're dead. That's why no one else is hearing you. That's why no one else is speaking with you. And because that is a gift that I use and I operate with, that's how I'm communicating with you. And he stepped back. The energy stepped back from me and he goes, I can't be dead. And I was like, yes, you are. You're dead. And I don't know how you died, but I know you're dead. And you need to go home. You need to go home. And he looked at me, and finally, after doing this conversation for a few moments, he looked at me and he goes, I can't be dead because I was told by my church that I am such a mean, miserable, nasty person, and I won't change my ways, that when I die, I'm going to go to hell, and I haven't gone to hell, so I can't be dead. And it was through tears that it just brought tears to my heart. It just brought tears to my eyes. So I stood there talking to this man and talking to him, and I asked the angelic realm to come in, and I asked them to help him. I asked them to move forward. I asked for his mother to come in, anyone that was on the other side, that he could feel the comfort and the reassurance of knowing I can go home. I don't have to live under that that old tradition teaching, that those negative words that were said to him. And once the awareness of this and the reality of this came in, he left. He went. I could feel him going home and drawing home. And it was his mother who came forward, who he then connected with, and he was then able to go home with. About 6 months after that had happened, I felt his energy around me once again, and only this time it was a much calmer, a much loving, lot of light around him. And then he came in and he goes, "Do you remember me?" And I looked at him and I communicated back with him and I said, "I do remember you, but I don't remember the exact situation." And he goes, "I'm the man who was supposed to have gone to hell." And I, "Oh, okay." And he goes, "I want to thank you so much for sending me the message of hope." And listeners, as you're listening to this program, if you feel anyone coming around you, or you feel anyone who may be on the other side who's coming around, and you just have an uneasy feeling about it, and you feel like they don't realize that they're dead, or maybe it's like a person who is drank alcohol and they black out and they wake up the next morning and they don't know what happened. And say they pass when they're under the influence of that blackout condition or that situation, and they're waiting for themselves to come back out of that blackout. Send them the light. Send them the message of love and tell them, "You're dead. It's time to go home. Look for the light. Look for the loved one. See who you can have help. Ask the angelic realm to come in and help and encourage these souls to move forward, to encourage them to go to the light, encourage them to return home." And as listeners to the program, we all have that ability to tell them when we get those feelings or we get those moments of wonderment and we're trying to figure out, "How can I help? I know I keep feeling this presence around me. How can I help it?" Let them know they're dead and that they can go home. And if they're already home, then you can just allow the energy to be happy. Allow it to express the love. And like the message, many of the messages that came through today, sharing a word with another who maybe can't grasp it or believe it or connect with it or understand it. Allow yourself to be a vessel that's used through the words that we share, through the encouragement that we share with other people. The beginning of the program, I had shared a message about a young woman who has been missing for some period of time. If that resonated with you at all, please, 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 please contact me through email, through phone, because I'd love to help you, possibly try to help you make this return safe home for this young woman a little bit easier, a little bit safer. As I work with this type of thing, I send them love and I send them light and I send them protection and guidance on how to keep themselves safe and keep themselves from moving into fear or that type of thing. So if this has resonated with anybody, please do contact me. I would love to be able to continue helping on this whole situation and as it's evolving and turning out. Sad to say, it is a reality that happens, and I don't understand how another can harm another, but it happens. This has been April, and I've enjoyed being with you once again, sharing messages from across the veil. Each program is sure to provide information that is different and unique. You can contact me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, and April. Or by phone at 907-357-7377, and that's in Alaska. I'm currently working on our fall calendar of activities, and I'm working on my next trip to the Lower 48. So you want to keep an eye on the web for the current updates of when and where I'm going to be. I'd love to see some of you in person. I'm looking forward to being again with you again next week, same time, same place. Until then, may your life be blessed with abundance, wealth, health, and happiness. May your visits from those on the other side bring you guidance, wisdom, and your personal life and journey.